Je m'appelle Jeanne Visserial.
My name is Jeanne Visserial. I'm an artist and a researcher, and I created a studio called Clinique Vestimentaire in 2015, which is a place that allows me to work in several ways with textiles, from a designer's point of view, which is my original training, from a costume designer's point of view, from a researcher's point of view, following my doctoral thesis, in which I developed a technique called tricotissage, which is inspired by human muscles, and then from a more plastic point of view, with a work around clothing works, which are kind of a clothing sculpture. About Petite Épine Dorsale, it is part of a global collection called 466 Kilometers of Thread, which is the total length of the thread I used to make this first collection, which is inspired by human muscles. The primary thought really came from this idea that in the past, we used to conceive our silhouettes through clothing, that is to say with playing with lines, cuts, fabrics, with the craft and custom work we used to adapt according to the will of an individual, a particular silhouette, with of course aberrations as we know, for example with the corset, which provoke an enormous amount of organ descent for women. And there was this way of realizing, creating a silhouette through clothing. And then, with the advent of ready-to-wear clothing in the 60s, there was kind of an inversion of the customization, since sizes began to standardize in three sizes, S, M, and L. And I noticed during my research and several years of study around the production of clothing that humans began to modify their own bodies to correspond to the standards imposed by the textile industry. And we have never modified our own bodies so much through surgery, nutrition, eating disorders, and so on. And somehow the skin became a kind of tailor-made garment. The tailor became the surgeon of today, and also the skin had become the fabric of the 21st century. In relation to this question, I also realized that the individual who used to be present all along the creation chain has disappeared, was unfortunately named consumer, and we are currently only present at the moment of purchasing in a shop or on the internet. So the relationship to the body has disappeared a little. And the idea of this collection was to put the individual back at the beginning of the creative process. And in fact, when I started to study it, I discovered the human muscles, and I myself had fun reweaving muscles in a slightly dreamlike way. The piece you have in front of you is a piece made of a thread, 88 kilometers long, which takes up the manual work. A piece made by hand in this way takes a little more than 3 months of work. The thought here that followed was to think about tools that could all allow us to make these pieces a little faster. This piece is entirely made of black thread. This piece is also entirely made of black thread because the basic source of inspiration was these black line anatomy drawings. They are more rigid parts because at the time I used resin with syringes. At that time, I was also saving textile waste from the textile industry. And this whole collection was made with textile waste left in the Paris region. Imagine is a bit my daily life, I would say. Always starting from this line of this thread and imagining worlds. Research and studies from which to weave something. And it's true that through clothing and the multiple forms that can exist around its own reality, we can play, imagine entire worlds. I'm thinking in particular of costume and role-playing, where we can imagine characters and many other things. And then there's also the part that is a little more research, which I think is also linked to the imagination, because we can imagine new solutions new technologies, new things to make up for certain systems or certain things that are no longer suitable.